Consumers' energy has been coming under fire in recent years for the amount of money it's spent to influence Michigan politics. Now, in an unprecedented move, the Michigan Public Service Commission is reining in the utility company's political spending, at least temporarily. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton's following this story. Tracy, bring us up to speed. What exactly has Consumers Energy, the state's largest utility, been doing?
They have been contributing a very large amount of money to a nonprofit political advocacy group. It's called Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy, so you don't know what they're about, right? Mm. So this group is one of those so-called dark money PACs, which can spend unlimited sums on political advocacy without disclosing their donors. And last year, we learned that Consumers Energy is basically paying all the bills for this group. They've given it more than $43 million since 2014 to advocate on issues on their behalf.
You know, $43 million sounds like a lot for utility to be spending on politics, is it?
It is. Energy and Policy Institute, which is a utility watchdog group, found that was the same amount of money that all utilities across the country spent on political activities between 2015 and 2017.
All right. So we've established it's a lot of money. What are some of the issues that this dark money group is spending this money on?
Well, in 2014, they poured millions into a campaign to defeat legislation that would have opened up Michigan's electric market completely to competitors. That would have lifted the current 10% cap that competitors can claim customers from Consumers Energy and DTE Energy. That campaign was successful. Last year, they poured millions more into defeating Republican State Representative Gary Glenn in a primary. He supported a deregulated electric market, and they succeeded in that effort, too.
So Glenn was defeated.
Yes.
And what, did they try to target any other politicians?
Yeah, two others, but they were not successful there.
Okay. But this is not illegal, right?
It's not. It's not against state or federal law for a regulated utility to use its funds to advocate for positions or candidates. But I have to wonder if the amount of money that Consumers Energy was spending sort of caught the eye of the Michigan Public Service Commission. And the utility agreed it will not spend any more money on these dark money groups for the next 2 years.
Okay. Now, is this the first time that the Michigan Public Service Commission has kind of cracked the whip and done this kind of thing?
It appears to be the first time that any state utility regulator has done this. I talked with Matt Casper of the Energy and Policy Institute, and he thinks people in other states are going to be taking note.
And it won't be surprising to me if we see advocates or interveners in other states take this precedent that the Michigan Public Service Commission did and try and replicate that maybe in Arizona or Florida, other states where you have large monopoly electric companies spending millions of dollars to influence races.
Hmm. And what does Consumers Energy, which is one of Michigan Radio's corporate sponsors, have to say about this issue?
The company says the money that it spent did not come from you and me, the ratepayers, that it came from their investors, and that it was supporting, the money was supporting policies that are good for customers in Michigan.
One might argue that former State House Representative Gary Glenn might beg to differ.
Perhaps.
Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton. As always, Tracy, thank you.
Thank you.